Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I'd like to start off this new year of Homegrown by having my friend Randy Reeman of Manhattan, Montana, share a poem from his old favorites CD.
Henry Herbert Nibbs never made a dime as a working cowboy, but he's been embraced by the cowboy world and he's considered one of the classic cowboy writers. This is one of his better known pieces. It's a piece entitled Boomer Johnson. Now, Mr. Boomer Johnson, he was getting old in spots. Still, you don't expect no bad man to go wrestling pans and pots, but he killed his share of fellers and his draw was getting slow. So he give up punching cattle and he started punching dough. Our foreman up and hired him, thinking age had rode him tame, but a snake don't get no sweeter by the changing of his name. Still, old Boomer knowed his business and could cook to make you smile, but I'll say he rustled fodder in a most peculiar style. He didn't use no matches, left them laying on a shelf. Some kerosene and cussing, and the kindling lit itself. And I'll tell you something, mister, it'd give your heart a jolt to watch him stir free holies with the muzzle of his Colt. Now, killing folks and cooking ain't so very far apart, and I guess that's why old Boomer kept a practicing his art. With the front side of his pistol, he could cut a pie lid slick, and he'd crimp her with the muzzle just to make the edges stick. And he built his donuts solid, but it sure would curl your hair to watch him plug them donuts as he tossed them in the air. Why, he'd bore a hole plumb center every time his pistol spoke, till the can was full of donuts and the shack was full of smoke. We always getting jumpy, but he couldn't understand why his shooting made us nervous when his cooking was so grand. So he kept right on performing, and it weren't no big surprise when he took to marking tombstones on the covers of his pies. They didn't taste no better. They didn't taste much worse, but sitting at his table was like riding in a hearse. You didn't do no talking, and you took just what you got, and you ate till you was foundered just to keep from getting shot. Well, at breakfast one fine morning, I was feeling mighty low when old Boomer passed them donuts, and I told him plenty, no. All I take this trip is coffee. Man, my stomach gets a wreck. Well, you could see the itch for killing swell the wattles on his neck. He picked him up some donuts, and he strung them on his gun, and he stuck her in my gizzard, and he said, "You're taking one." He was set to start a graveyard, but this time he was mistook. Me not wanting any donuts, I just up and whipped the cook. Well, did they fire him? Listen, fellas, there was nothing left to fire. Just a row of smiling cowboys with another cook to hire. And if he's joined another outfit and he's cooking what I mean, well, it's where they ain't no matches and they don't need kerosene.
Thanks, Randy. As I was listening to you recite that poem, I had to consider my own immortality, and I was inspired to write this new piece that for now I call Sad Farewell. My pard, he knew his Bible, and he took the words to heart, but where it says men's days are numbered, he was troubled by that part. He thought with some extra effort it would not be so hard. If life was measured out in inches, he could stretch it to a yard. His tack was kept in top form, checked for every ride, his heel slick so not to offend his equine partner's hide. Cautious in his eating habits, oh cautious, yes indeed, never prone to overconsumption, taking barely what he'd need. His stock always had salt and mineral, and so he thought it right that if he took his supplements, he could gain many a night. We found him just as dead as if he'd took a bullet, stretched out on the kitchen floor, a citra cow lodged in his gullet. Thanks for riding along this morning on Homegrown. I did not intend for today's show to be a commercial for my sponsor, the Arnold Funeral Home, but if it got you thinking, you still have time to get to church. Sure hope all of you can join me again next week for another edition of Homegrown.